Welcome to the August 31st edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 5 and final segment of his interview, Patrick Meiser of Ledger Run addresses the reality that 80% of sites operate on 6 months or less of cash. Growing investment in agentic AI and workflow monetization signals that the industry is finally starting to treat payment infrastructure as the priority it deserves rather than a back office commodity. In a new contributed article from ICON, Dr. Peter Schuler and Dr. Jack L. Martin examined how biomarker-informed trial enrollment appears straightforward for identifying responders, but risks excluding viable patients when sponsors fail to account for demographic variation in cutoff selection and composite biomarker complexity. Failures to distinguish correlation from causality can exacerbate health disparities and potentially compromise regulatory approval. And last but not least, in a new contributed article from our sister publication, PharmExec, Israel Ortiz discussed how biopharma batch failures average one every 40 weeks due to contamination, operator error, and equipment failure, each costing millions in lost product and investigation time. Predictive maintenance and connected facility monitoring using advanced sensors and analytics are becoming critical quality levers as manufacturers face mounting costs and regulatory pressures. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.